It is January 7th, 2022, and this is the daily update of the John Lothian newsletter. I am John Lothian. Benham sworn in. Adamski confirmed at CFTC. Former CBOT good guy Adam Carter promoted at United Airlines. Steptoe talks Manhattan DA priorities. RFD TV remembers RJO Sr. Hong Kong exchange white paper. OCC shines. And crazy Germans in today's newsletter. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of Markets Wiki and Markets Wiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading series at marketswikieducation.com. We lead off with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. It's official. Yes, the Adamski news. But I'm talking about Rostam Benham. He was sworn in as the CFTC's 15th chairman on January 4th, 2022, after being unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate. As for Steve Adamski, he confirmed he has joined the CFTC at the personal request of the new chairman to head the Office of Public Affairs and serves as senior advisor to the chairman. Chairman Benham wisely sought an experienced communication hand for this role as he takes on the challenges of the job and to blunt the media juggernaut his SEC counterpart Gary Gensler has turned into. Congratulations to both on their new jobs. Adam Carter was promoted to Senior Analyst Network Analyst Operations Control Safety Risk Management at United Airlines. He previously was a project manager at the airline. You may remember him as a communications coordinator at the Chicago Board of Trade and one of the good guys from the industry. Steptoe has the latest of its Financial Services University videos out, this episode about the new Manhattan District Attorney's priorities. It features Mike Miller as he discusses the groundbreaking policies and priorities of Alvin Bragg, the newly elected Manhattan District Attorney, and how his goals for the legendary office are expected to impact the prosecution of white-collar and street crime. You can watch it with a link in today's newsletter. RFD TV has a remembrance of Robert J. O'Brien Sr. that includes two of his children speaking to RFD TV's Janet Atkinson. Hong Kong Exchange has published a megatrend white paper titled Transformative Forces in ETF Investment. The OCC has an awards program named OCEO that recognizes colleagues who deliver significant enterprise-wide contributions towards enhancing resilience or greatly improving a business process while demonstrating outstanding leadership and behaviors aligned with the values of the organization. The winners of the OCEO awards announced by the OCC are Beth Bradshaw, Ryan Metcalf, Ryan Golden, Galen Turner, Dana Bowie-Earls, Chad Day, Elise Zavala, Konstantin Zelenko, Lawrence Zerfoglio, Karen Bielek, Ryan Treffs, Michael Shore, and Lindsay Jukes. Congratulations to all of them. As for the OCC itself, it was honored as one of Built in Chicago's 2022 Best Companies to Work For. The 2022 list is littered with companies from the markets, including IMC, DRW, Belvedere Trading, Northern Trust, Morningstar, Wolverine Trading, Tasty Trade, Peak Six, and Y Charts. Former CFTC Commissioner Sharon Brown Hruska, PhD, has been named to the board of Athena Technology Acquisitions Corp. Two, part of Athena's family of SPACs. There's nothing I love better than creative and crazy Germans. One of the latest examples of this is a program from Deutsche Börse Group, teaming up with Opera Frankfurt in an unusual melodic project. Every month, Deutsche Börse has an artist from Frankfurt's Opera give a monthly performance of the DAX index turned into music. In December, it was solo oboist Johannes Grosso who performed. Just wow. You can listen with a link in today's newsletter. The FIA, along with SIFMA's Asset Management Group, is hosting its annual Asset Management Derivatives Forum in February at the Ritz-Carlton Laguna Niguel in Dana Point, California. It's an opportunity to meet with market participants from all sides of a trade to examine the latest developments impacting the use of derivatives by asset managers. The hotel block at the Ritz-Carlton runs out on Friday, January 14th. You can go to a link in today's newsletter and receive booking information. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's newsletter. From Catton, facilitator of smart contracts protocol fined $1.4 million by CFTC for purportedly enabling unregistered events-based binary options trading platform. Block Radis, Inc., DBA Polymarket, the owner of a website through which customers access smart contracts on Polygon blockchain to place winner-take-all bets on enumerated future events, settled charges brought by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for purportedly offering binary options, a form of swaps, without being registered as one of two forms of a trading facility as required by law, either as a designated contract market or a swap execution facility. As reflected in a CFTC order announced on January 3rd, Polymarket agreed to pay a fine of $1.4 million to resolve the CFTC allegations, as well as to cease offering products that do not comply with applicable law by January 14th, 2022. My comment, you knew they were in trouble when they put RAT in their name. What is rat eyes anyway? Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. Former CME Chairman Robert O'Brien, force behind Exchange's transformation, dies at 103. His trading firm, RJ O'Brien & Associates, grew into the largest non-bank futures broker. Robert J. O'Brien Sr., a former chairman of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, who helped prepare the transformation of an agricultural-based commodity trader into a financial futures pioneer, died yesterday at his home in Sea Island, Georgia. He was 103. His firm, RJ O'Brien & Associates, the last functioning founding member of the Merck, now known as CME Group, announced his death. My comment, I forgot to include this yesterday. I only seem to hear from Steve Strahler these days when someone dies, as he writes obituaries for Cranes. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Larry Fink wants to save the world and make money doing it. The CEO of giant asset manager BlackRock uses his position to push firms to address climate change. Few private citizens wield more power in America today than Larry Fink, the chief executive of BlackRock, Inc., in pushing companies to embrace climate-friendly policies. That has made him a lightning rod. The firm he runs manages some $10 trillion for pension funds, endowments, governments, companies, and individuals, equal to more than 10% of the world's gross domestic product in 2020. Its funds are among the three largest shareholders and more than 80% of the companies in the S&P 500. My comment, get in line behind Doc Sandor. He's been doing well by doing good for a long time. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Fortune's Meet the 45-year-old whose untraditional career path led to her becoming the second woman in history to lead the NYSE, about Lynn Martin, president of NYSE Group and chair of ICE Fixed Income and Data Services. Second was Bloomberg's Crazy Carbon Offsets Market Prompts Calls for Regulation, about bogus offsets and the lack of standards and oversights in the offsets market. Third was Trading Technologies invests $6.35 million in KRM22, enters into distribution agreement for risk management products, which was our top story Wednesday. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Apex FinTech Solution acquires PDQ Enterprises, parent company of auction-based ATS operator Coda Markets. acquisition enhances Apex FinTech Solutions' suite of trading and execution capabilities. Apex FinTech Solutions, the fintech for fintechs powering innovation and the future of digital wealth management, today announced that it has acquired PDQ Enterprises, the parent company of Coda Markets Inc., operator of an innovative auction-based alternative trading system and smart order router that aims to optimize liquidity aggregation for all market participants. The acquisition of PDQ will enable Apex to expand and evolve its trading and execution capabilities, creating opportunities to deliver increased liquidity, improved execution quality, and new products to clients. Founded by the former CTO of the New York Stock Exchange, PDQ is a pioneer in equity market structure and innovator of on-demand auction markets. Coda, an independent agency-only FINRA-regulated broker-dealer, offers a suite of auction-based execution solutions. The next story is from the Wall Street Journal. ConAgra sees Omicron variant stressing food supply chains as demand stays high. Food maker says more of its employees are testing positive for COVID-19. Quarterly profits fall as costs mount. ConAgra Brands, Inc., expects COVID-19's Omicron variant to stress food supply chains and stretch staffing at the maker of Bird's Eye frozen vegetables and Slim Jim meat snacks. The Chicago-based food manufacturer said more of its employees are testing positive for COVID at a time when heightened consumer demand is already outstripping the company's available supplies. The next story is from the OCC. OCC earns placement on Built-In Best Companies to Work For list. Built-In recognized OCC on its Best Companies to Work For and Best Large Companies to Work For Chicago list. This week, OCC was recognized by Built-In, an online community for startups and tech companies, as part of its 2022 Best Places to Work Awards. OCC was listed on the Best National Companies to Work For list and the Best Large Companies to Work For Chicago's list. One last story. Dark trading, navigating a post-Brexit divergent world following the European Commission's recent changes to the MiFID II regulation. Annabelle Smith takes a look at the UK and Europe's opposing approaches to dark trading and market transparency post-Brexit and the potential for a fragmented liquidity landscape from the trade. Brussels changes to MiFID II as part of its Capital Markets Union review in November reaffirmed Europe's stance on dark trading. Since the implementation of MiFID II in 2018, the continent has made it clear that it intends to hold transparency above all else in a bid to foster protection for retail investors in the capital markets, a crusade that would have included the UK had it not been for Brexit. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.